Excuse me, what?
I'm just saying, we gotta follow that. And
well, sometimes you have to go all out when you're the king and you can't help it, you know? Because there's only one man who's a king. God picks him, hand plucks him. One night, God looked down at all the millions and millions and millions of people, man. And he decided which one was the best. And it was me. And he plucked me from all those millions and millions and millions of people, man.
Yeah?
Listen to this right now. There's two things you need to know.
Uh-huh.
I'm the king. And number two is, look out, man. Look at that. They're coming at you. You see that? It's called karate, man. And only two kinds of people know it. The Chinese and the king. And one of them is me.
Andrew.
This is Damien.
And this is Douglas!
Douglas is alright.
Douglas got new music today. So,
yes, I did.
So he's in a state.
And right? Not only is it new music, not only is it good music, but it is music that ties in with the podcast today.
So Damien, I'm going to assume you know nothing about this, right? Mm-hmm. But you got an email this week where we picked the movie we're going to talk about, which I'm hoping you've seen.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
A large percentage of it, yes. As we'll get to why I refuse to finish this movie.
I did a little bit of research, and I figured out exactly why Douglas picked this movie. Right? Douglas heard a song.
Of course.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which apparently I haven't heard yet. It's a 20-minute track.
Yes, it is. It's great.
It's right? So good. This movie is based on that song. The writer of that song has writing credit for this movie.
Jesus Christ.
And he's the main character. He's the young
gentleman.
Boy.
Young gentleman.
He looks like he's 12 years old, but apparently he's 20. And he's roaming around and singing songs and finding his friend.
Damon,
Alice.
Let me ask you something before I turn to Douglas, because we're not ready to engage
I
in
want
yet.
To hear anything from Douglas.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think that we finally hit a point where we need to take a break from Douglas?
So you remember sometime last year we threatened this, but like, Douglas can't pick any more movies. I think this is it. I think this is the time that we have to take our stand.
Let's think about it a little bit longer. Let's just keep it in our minds. Hey,
Jesus
Douglas.
Christ.
Douglas, you're over there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So first of all, let me ask you the all-important question.
Mm-hmm.
What is this movie that we're talking about, and how much of it have you seen?
So, this movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you said, it's based on a song, which is the greatest song
what's
ever.
What's this movie, by the way?
Yes,
I don't think I've said
the name.
The name of this movie is Alice's Restaurant, right? And it is based on a song written and performed by Arlo Guthrie called something along the lines of The Massacre at Alice's Restaurant, or The Alice's Restaurant Massacre, or something like that. And the song is great. It's 20 minutes long. It's kind of, you know, this old sort of country, like, talking country song. And, you know, it's this ridiculous story about what happens in Alice's restaurant, and there's, like, police involved and just shenanigans, right? So I hear this song. I laugh my ass off. The song's, you know, quite catchy as well, quite nice to listen to. And for some reason, I don't know why, because I heard it on one of my podcasts, and it wasn't from the podcast. It was probably because I was maybe searching for it to find the album or something like that. And I found a link to this. And, you know, they said, yes, they've made a movie based on the song. And not only that, this movie was made in 1970. Andrew has said to me that maybe there's something wrong with 1970. But this movie was made in 1970, and it was nominated for an Oscar for Best Director.
Mm-hmm.
So I said to myself, it can't be that bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, to be honest with you guys, if all I knew about this movie was based on the song, I'd probably download it, I'd probably try and watch it. I wouldn't inflict you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't inflict it on you guys.
I don't believe you. But,
but Because, you know, somebody else. Mm-hmm.
Some other dipshit.
Yes, some other dumbass. That
was high on cocaine.
Exactly. You know, verified this as, you know, positive in at least one way.
Right.
I say, how bad could it be?
Like, this is a movie.
Yeah, this is a movie.
I know a guy who would, every time I say, I utter the sentence, what's the worst that could happen? Mm. He cringes.
I think this is why. This is why he cringes. So, okay. This movie. Oh, boy. Right? Now, it sounds like this podcast is going to be the tale of the three bears.
Mm-mm.
Because, no, let me tell you why. Right? Not because of how much we like or dislike it. Not from that point.
Okay.
In terms of how much we've actually watched this movie. So I was somehow able to inflict 100% of this movie on Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you maybe got to 75%.
Less.
50?
Yeah.
All right. You're still better than me.
Uh-huh.
I think I watched the first half hour. Mm-hmm. Right?
And knocked out.
And then I fell the fuck asleep.
You just went, I can't do this.
To be fair, I came home from work. We didn't start the movie until like 11 or some shit.
Excuses.
Boris is an old man.
Yeah, but
he's in his 30s.
Boring and tired.
But I fell asleep. However, I do have an opinion on what I watched before I fell asleep. Right? And the thing about it is, right, so at least I had some sort of expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you guys probably looked at this movie and said, fuck, it's another Douglas movie.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm in for.
The Google search
exactly.
Set me up.
So you press play, you sat down, you kind of like held on tight to the chair and said, I'm going to get through this. I didn't have that. I was on the opposite end. I was like, oh yeah, ready for this like crazy thing. And so because I knew what the song was essentially geared towards, it was Shenanigans in Alice's Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching that first half an hour just being like, okay, we're getting to Alice's restaurant. Mm-hmm. And then that's when the magic happens. But they've never fucking got there. Right? And I'm sure they do. And you guys can talk about how great or not great it was. So but great. But I had a big problem with this movie because there was... So, you know, normal movies, you know, you have a line that you follow, right?
Is it called story?
Some people call it a story.
Right.
And it goes from A to B to C, right? This movie went from A to B to C, but it was very much, it was almost Malickian, Terrence Malick-like in the way that it went about this. Because, you know, it started and it stopped. It went in spurts. Right, so
you leave Terry out of this.
You're not going to defend him on this podcast. Is what you're not going to do.
So you were stuck in a situation.
I can't wait for Knight of Cups.
Fuck you.
Good luck with that.
It was you're stuck in a situation, and you know there were some situations that, at least for me, were good because you know there was music, so whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But and there were some that weren't. But like you were stuck in a situation, and then it just jumped to another one, and you're like, okay, I guess. And it did the like sort of 70s like old movie thing, right, where it would jump, it would do a jump, and I'm okay with that to a certain extent. And we've discussed this, like movies like Deer Hunter, which I love, but has a couple big jumps that you
let
have to be
go.
Like, ooh.
Let us go, just work your way to whatever
exactly
point you're at. Whatever you can dream up to explain this, that is terrific, just come with us.
Exactly. But that jump, that sort of jump happened like every 5 minutes. And it's one thing to do it once or twice or three times in your movie, but in the first half an hour, for me to be like, I need to jump again, like 20 times, that's not good, right? That is not enjoyable. That's not a movie I want to watch.
And so you didn't.
And so I didn't. And so I fell asleep. And
the movie you saw afterwards so much better.
Oh. Yeah. And some of those
that
things.
Dream movie.
And you know, I said to Andrew, right, the way that I viewed the piece that I saw was, you know, you watch those cartoons, right, where the person needs to go like a long cross country trip,
right,
and they don't have a car,
mm-hmm,
they don't even have a horse. So they look and they have to be like, fuck, I have to use this donkey,
mm-hmm,
right? And you know, donkeys are inherently stubborn, or so the cartoons say. And so one way, the best way to get them to move is to take a stick and attach a carrot to the end of it and put it in front of the donkey. So the donkey continuously is trying to get to that carrot. That's how I felt about this movie. And the carrot was Alice's restaurant and the shenanigans. And it kept saying, okay, we're going towards that point, but it's just not there. Right? And, you know, maybe I'd have a different story if I watch a whole movie, but I'd like to hear you guys, your guys' take on it. And seeing as, you know, we are the Three Bears, and we have varying levels of acquaintance with this movie, I think we should go along that spectrum and go from my 15% to your 50%. Damien.
First thing is that I want to point out that in the analogy Douglas just made, he's a donkey. And that is terrific. When Douglas sent the email, I didn't do any Google search. I just went, this is the movie we are going to watch, so let us go.
Let's go.
Started watching the movie. Didn't see a poster, didn't see anything. Just went, alright, I'm going to be good about this. I'm not going to wait until Saturday. I'm going to watch this movie so that, you know, I can let it, you know, germinate, and I can think of some stuff about the movie and whatnot. Started watching this movie. It's not a movie. That's the first part.
It's an experience.
No one should watch this. Let me be very clear. There's times when you hear someone say, no one should watch a thing, and you go, the thing you're describing sounds bad to you, that sounds awesome to me. This is not the case.
I'd like to hear your attempt to make it sound horrible enough that everyone...
And then there's times, like, somebody describes something so bad, you're like, I have to see this. Polish, it cannot be that bad. I need to experience some of this atrocity myself.
That's how you found Airborne.
Airborne was just a happy accident. A very happy accident.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I found the room. Ever. Started watching this, and within 10 seconds went, oh fuck. Like, 2 minutes in, they ran all the credits, and the credits kept, and I had to check. I'm like, is this movie broke? What in Christ's name? Had to jump forward to make sure there's a movie there.
I'm glad I'm not the only person who does that sometimes.
And came back and I'm like, alright, fine.
I had to do that for a shitty movie, Western Mario.
West Side Story.
West Side Story.
I did it the first time I saw 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Because you just have the black screen and the sound, and it sounds like disc is broken. You're like, is it skipping?
Except I had to keep jumping forward to see if there was an actual movie in that 45 minutes in. Oh yeah, there's people. Oh good. This is a movie somewhere.
I'll sit down and watch black screen for a while.
Started watching this and immediately saw that this movie, when the credits were done, saw that this movie was about hippies and the army. So at first I was like, oh, maybe this is some movie about how this dipshit hippie was recruited in the army, and they realized quite quickly he was going to murder everybody, and so they threw him in a restaurant. No. Right?
I like that story.
Then they made the first cut. I'm like, oh, he's in school. I'm like, all right. So now he's in school. I guess the army's behind him. What the fuck does this have to do with a restaurant? Then he got kicked out of school. I went, what is happening? Where is this movie going? I went, alright, Damien, given what you've seen, and this movie's in the 70s, what the fuck could this movie possibly be about? And just kept going through that until halfway I went, you know what? I don't care. I don't care. By the time they got to, they bought churches, all sorts of shit. And I'm like, I'm like, I don't care what if Godzilla comes and eats all these people. I don't give two. I cannot continue watching this character. He's the most talentless, boring character. You've never seen a character this bad on screen ever. He is He has nothing even resembling charm or personality. It is awful. And they just keep introducing characters as if you have the first clue who these people are. Like, he is approaching these people. Like, not only does he know him, but you also know all these people. Just calling out names. I'm like, what is... There's a point where some girl hits on him after he does some music thing. I'm like,
oh yeah,
What am I watching?
And I'm not sure. Then, I'm not sure if I just turned away and looked back and I just missed it.
Yeah.
But there was a point where this 14-year-old girl spoke to him and magically her clothes were off.
Yeah.
Like that was kind of freaky to me.
What is? He gave her a scarf.
Yeah.
And then he traveled through time and space. There's a cut. And then he was at somewhere else. When they got to Alice's restaurant, they had to build this thing.
Yeah, I think I got that far.
Then there was like a police officer that came.
Yes, and he got some tea or something like that.
And then I said, you know what? I have to build a cobblestone wall for my mother's garden. I'm going to do that and never watch this again. A day later, I went, all right. All right, movie.
Me and you.
All right, let's see what's going down in this movie. Right? I hit...
Start over or...
No. I hit play. Right? And saw this dude again. And, like, the second I saw his face, I was like, no. I just hit delete. I can't do this. I don't care. I was right the first time. I just saw him and he opened his mouth and said like the most hippie thing I've ever heard in history. And I was like, I can't. Nope. Just hammering the delete button. This movie is... Again, not a movie. It is a travesty. Douglas said someone nominated it for some award in the 70s, which is fine. They were high as shit. Right? Of course you can't trust anything that they say. No. If you are in movies in the 70s, I know two things about you. You're a hippie and you're high as shit. So if anything you want. it is painful is what this movie is. And there's nothing there. Douglas says there's a song there. Let's say I believe him. Not only do I hate the movie, I now hate the song attached to this movie. Without ever having heard it.
But that's okay. You wouldn't like it anyway because you don't like good music.
Fair enough. And I will continue down that road if it steers me clear of Alice's story. This movie is a nightmare. An absolute nightmare.
Is it a massacre?
I don't know.
Because that would work well, given that that's the name of the song.
Terrific. Andrew Robinson. Does Godzilla appear and kill all these people?
I was want to say yes, in hope that David will try and finish it.
How will I do that? It's been deleted from the... I actually called Google.
It's on Amazon Instant.
I need to talk to Ted Amazon. Need to speak to him. I said, look, I'm a loyal Prime member for 1,000 years. I need to ask you a big favor. There's a piece of garbage. There's filth. Who can I report this movie?
And it's on this.
Listen, FCC. I know that you've changed a lot of rules. I need you to do one thing for me. There's a pile of trash called Alice's Restaurant.
Alright, this movie. Mm-hmm. I made it all the way through. And by I made it all the way through, first of all, thank you.
You're a stronger man than...
I wear that as a badge of honor. And by that, what I mean is that I pressed play at the beginning, and I was there when the credits were at the end, but somewhere in the middle, I might have taken an effort to...
Well, it started and it ended, so I technically have seen all of this movie.
I joke. Like, I know I definitely chucked off a couple times, but it wasn't more than, like, a minute at each time.
Allegedly.
I watched this movie last night.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hippies.
Uh-huh. Dirty hippies.
I remember kicking out of school.
Yup.
I remember buying churches.
Uh-huh.
I remember an incident, which you guys haven't seen, involving throwing away garbage and going to jail.
Uh-huh.
And I remember him being called in to go and be... like being called to draft,
mm-hmm.
and him trying to trick his way out of going into the army,
right.
And that's about it. That probably constitutes about 15 minutes worth of this movie that lasted 1:40. This movie is harsh. It is something which actually grates on you as it's going through. And the movie I thought of the most while I was watching it, just in style, not necessarily in content, was Easy Rider.
Oh no.
A movie which I loathed.
I got this distinct sense of the Butcher Boy.
No, I was... Damon.
What's the smell?
Damon, let me help you out.
I love how the Butcher Boy is like the well, I can't call it the golden standard, but like the turd standard.
Yeah. Douglas, the man who fell to earth is the movie for me, right? That's the one that's... I would always reference. But more importantly, let me explain to you how this and The Butcher Boy, I guess, together will be grouped together in my mind. After this conversation, I'm not going to remember anything about these movies.
Yeah.
Right? I'm never going to want to talk about it to the point where I would never be the guy who's like, it's like The Butcher Boy,
mm-hmm.
because I wouldn't remember to mention that movie.
I only remember, what I remember about The Butcher Boy is my hatred towards Douglas.
No, I'll tell you what I remember.
I remember explosion.
I remember an explosion in an email and the words, fuck you.
I remember a small child. That's it. Like, I don't remember what that movie's about, but I do know. Alright?
But anyways.
Is that it?
Let's bring this back to Alice's wedding, Alice's, I don't know, Alice's restaurant.
Wasn't there?
Yes, there's a movie last year called Alice's, Still Alice.
No.
Which is
there's...
What?
Catwoman. Who's in
Oh,
Catwoman?
Yeah.
Rachel getting married. Yeah, that's whatever. Coming back to Alice's restaurant, it reminded me of Easy Rider, mainly in how you guys are talking about the 70s movies jumping around. And I'm talking to Douglas about this, where, like, the 70s for me, like, I'm not saying... everything in there is trash or anything, or I don't like movies from the 70s, but the weird experimental stuff that they did in the 70s just never catches me.
Because you don't spend a lot of time rubbing your nose for no reason.
It's a
you
style
and Bob Marley weren't like this.
it's a style of filmmaking that actually stops me from actually getting a story or enjoying the movie. And the thing with Easy Rider, while it was going through, the way that it edited itself through scene to scene was such, they even had this blinking effect, I remember, where it would go scene two, scene one, and then be in scene two. And
oh yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
And I got up and walked out of that movie.
I got to the end of that one as well. How much I remember, I don't quite know.
I remember people telling me that Easy Rider was one of the best movies ever.
One of the most,
it's fucking terrible.
People love that movie.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good.
Not even a little bit.
And the thing about this movie, Alice's...
Restaurant,
right? See, it's already started to go. It's just, like, it's beyond obtuse, right? I like to talk about movies. You guys brought up Terrence Malick level movies of being obtuse, where they're intentionally trying to make the entry point that's hard for you to say when you get in here it should be good, right? This one, I don't think it even tries that, right? It thinks it's being cute, it thinks it's being adorable with how it's comically handling hippies and all of their hippie things, but it's just fucking dumb. It's just actually annoying, right? And to say that there's value behind it is just it's just angering me as someone who is who wants to reach that value at all times in all movies. And to take this point a stretch further, Douglas, you know this, Damien, I've mentioned it before, I like to use this site called Letterboxd.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I love this movie as a movie I watched this year on Letterboxd.
Mm-hmm.
And what did I do the moment I did it? I clicked on the movie, and the thing Letterboxd does for you is on the page where it has all the details about this movie, it'll have a list of reviews by other users in this movie. There are some people who've given it 5 stars. I don't know where they are.
Right.
But I was just taking a little stroll down like the front page of what I saw, and the first review gave it like half rating, like half out of five.
Right. This is a thing that I can watch.
And his description was, it's by a user called PRY, Pry. Says, a 60s joint with no direction, but plenty of music, light enough to not grind, but sad enough to leave a minuscule scratch. Don't know what he saw, but okay.
He but was think, high as well.
But I think my favorite one that I saw scrolling down is by this user called Swell Zombie, who said, this was a mess, with so anticlimactic moments that its long-ass running time made it feel even longer. I recommend watching Inside Llewyn Davis 2 times.
That is a great...
before watching this.
That's a far better use of everyone's time.
It's just a mess of a movie. It's fucking terrible. It's one of those things where... it's like, this movie should only be used as like hazing. Right?
Where you should show it to prisoners as a threat. Look, if you guys don't settle down, you're going to have to watch. No more Rambo. It is this. For like months. I'm like, alright, guys, to relax.
I didn't like the movie.
No one did. You can't. It's really bad.
Yeah, it's not possible.
There's just nothing there. There's nothing to like. Even Douglas, that kind of likes the movie, at a certain point, when I'm going to listen to this song again. I am never.
Yeah.
Are there movies based on... And where
you know how bad it was? I woke up the next morning, after, you know, falling asleep or whatever, and the first thing I said to Andrew was, did it get any better?
Andrew was holding a knife over you. I could kill you now and get this. And then this will never happen again. And finally have peace.
The worst part about it is there's a movie I've been wanting to watch for a long time because it's based on an album I love.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that no music to movie connection, I'm more...
which movie is this?
I want to watch the movie Quadrophenia, which is based on... It's in the Criterion Collection.
I know this
it's,
name.
It's a musical based off of the Who album, the Quadrophenia album that I love.
Don't like the Who. I've never really listened to the Who, so I don't.
I haven't listened to much, but I've listened to that album, and I love that album.
All right, the one album that I've listened to that was recommended by the shitty list I'm going through, I did not like it.
By the way, I just want to let you know that a lot of the music on that list that I have listened to is awesome. So again, you just don't like good music.
What I will say is, there's a couple of albums that, listening to a second or third time, I've gained more appreciation for. Radiohead's OK Computer being one of them. That I have gone from, this is, there was one song that I liked, to now I enjoy listening to most of that album.
I think that's the episode right there.
Terrific.
So thanks so much for listening. As always, you can hear us over at gmanreviews.com, iTunes, or Stitcher. Thanks so much for listening, and good night.
Good night.